All right, here with Coach Perry from Kennesaw State women's basketball. Thrilling 67-65 overtime win over Jacksonville State. We'll go to the last 30 seconds, get right to it. Overtime, score's tied, you get the rebound. You did not call the timeout as you were driving in your last possession. Was that intentional? Or is that just a feeling that you had? Because a lot of coaches call timeout, let the defense set for the opponent, but you decided let it play.
It definitely was intentional. You try to learn from your mistakes. I thought in the first half, I put the kids in a bad position, called the timeout, going in the half, wanted to get the last shot. Of course, they trapped. And so, you know, as a coach, I just said, you know, we're gonna take the last shot, and, you know, it's going to go on or not. You know, what's the worst thing can happen is overtime. And so, I trust Carly Fry and I trust Jazz. And they've been in this position at Walter State several times.
Yeah, McAllister got the game-winning layup there. Is that a play you call on the fly, or do you just kind of let the players develop that?
I call it.
Okay, so you call the play and set it up. Good.
Yep.
Big win. Second half, though, we talk about McAllister or Jazz, was scoreless in the first half, but yet she had ended up with 17. Was it just halftime? You intentionally said you wanted to set her up to be in a better position to get some points?
Well, you know, I thought that she wasn't working as hard as she could. And, you know, it happens. You have games like this. Jazz has carried the load every game that we've had. And, you know, I said, hey, you don't get to take breaks. And, you know, we have a couple injured players. And I said, hey, I need everybody out here except the people that's going to get in this game. And I said, hey, Jazz, you got to play. You know, do you want this kid to own you? I said, you've played better players. You've been in championships and just challenged her. And she really responded. I mean, she's just a mature kid. And so I think that's where her leadership comes in, is because she does it. She don't talk about it. She'll just do it.
And that's an improved defensive effort as well. They actually scored a few less points in the first half compared to the second. What were you able to do adjustment-wise to play a little bit better defense and make that second half comeback to get it to overtime?
We started the game staying man-to-man. Then we started switching. We thought we could just switch it up more, mm-hmm. either switching 1-4, switching everybody, or not switching at all. And I thought that got them off a little bit. We did want to deny 22 the ball. Destiny McClain, she had a big one down the stretch. Big shot. And we just didn't want her to get the ball back. And, you know, one shot, they're done. We, you know, one and done. We want to stop. And, you know, they did the small things.
All right. On a 4-game winning streak. And you've surpassed last year's win total already. And you haven't even reached conference. You haven't even reached the new year yet. What's been the big one or two of the biggest differences with this year's squad and compared to your previous teams here that you've gotten off to such a great start?
I think it's just the team building. We spend a lot of time in the off season. You know, I'm not an old coach, but I'm not young, I don't think. But, you know, you hear veteran coaches talk about, you know, that the teams play for each other. Even though you're the coach, teams play for each other. And, you know, we really bought into that as a staff. We wanted to spend more time with our players. They were to my house several times, you know, making a bonfire. We came up with our mission statement, and they really love each other. And so when they're out there, that's how you have those hard conversations. And that's how you can get on the kid, and then they come back to you, you know. And so I felt like that was the biggest thing, is that we actually are a close-knit team. They hang together outside of basketball, and I think that shows on the court.
And finally, you've had big contributions from a lot of your upperclassmen, including Christina Wells, a senior. What has she meant to the program? And take me back to when you first got, because she was a player who was already here before you got here. Mm-hmm. Discuss how when you first got here, how she was able to help you incorporate into the program, and what she's meant to yourself and the teammates over the past 4 years or three for you.
She's been everything. The one thing I can say about Christina is she's always wanted to win. She's always wanted to win. And I think, you know, I got here, I think I'm a pretty tough coach. And so, you know, going from a kind of a mild-mannered coach to a hard coach, in-your-face kind of coach, it was an adjustment period for her. But I played her at every position possible. And because she's a winner, she was able to do those things. She might not always, you know, she wasn't point guard, you know, and that was really difficult for her last season. And then the season before that, I think I had her at the post. So, you know, she's a kid that's so versatile, she can fill in the gaps. But it wasn't meant for her to play the point guard for 40 minutes, you know. Mm. It wasn't meant for her to play the four for 40 minutes. And so she's definitely selfless. You know, anything I've asked her to do, she does it. She's always guarded the best player on the other team. When I tell her to do it, she does. I mean, that's a coach's dream, really, is that, you know, I can see when she don't agree with me. But we can have a mature conversation. She's a young adult. She can say, hey, coach, I didn't like that. And I can say, well, I didn't like it either. Right. And then we can still come together and win ball games together. And I think for her, I know that's, you know, what she wants. And for me, for her to have a senior year that's successful, it means everything to me, you know, because I think she deserves it.
Yeah, and lastly, we'll go back to the team. You have another game coming, a big one against Mercer, mm-hmm. who used to be conference rival, but still, it's an in-state battle. What are you going to do to prepare for that contest and come out with another victory to extend that win streak?
We got to believe we can win. That's the bottom line. It is an in-state rivalry. Everything's on the line. You know, bragging rights, we're going to play them twice. But, you know, I'd love to go down there and get one. But, you know, they have some great players. I think they do the best job in state of recruiting. They identify kids early. And so we want what they got, you know. And so I think that, you know, it's a huge game on every front, not just, you know, the women's basketball, but Kennesaw State as a whole. I think is in the recruiting aspect, it means a lot. We go head to head with them a lot. So, you know, I want the win. I mean, shoot.
All right, I understand. All right, thank you, Coach.